Welcome back here in the Cat's Den right here on 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. Every Tuesday, 6 to 7, we do this, all things Catamounts from all angles. Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and find ourselves Maura Sheridan. She's the voice of the UVM women's basketball team, 5-11 right now in the season, getting ready to host New Hampshire tomorrow. Maura, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. We'll talk all about the Catamount women's hoop team and your story in a minute, but you are a Syracuse grad, as is Jake Marsh, the men's broadcaster, and Sam Hyman, the men's broadcaster before him, and A.J. Cannell, the men's broadcaster before him. What is up with the Syracuse connection in Catamount country?
It is a pipeline. Now, I'm a Vermont native, so I kind of like to think everyone copied me. They all followed me here, but yeah, it's crazy. It's fun, though. I think Vermont's a great place to start your career. Everybody's so nice, so I think that's why we all came here, and obviously Catamount basketball has been on an upswing recently.
Well, I was talking about this earlier in the show, and I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I saw on Twitter yesterday people saying that the Syracuse win over Duke was maybe the best win in program history, and they were 18.5-point underdogs. And I think that attitude is absolutely pathetic. From my standpoint, Syracuse has a Hall of Fame coach, has won a national title, has gotten multiple first-round picks. You can't tell me that winning a conference game is all of a sudden better than all of that.
It can't be the best win in program history. There's a national championship in there, so absolutely it's not the best win in program history. And if you're just going for a regular season game, they beat Duke a couple of years ago when I was a junior on the road in Cameron. I don't think Duke was as highly ranked. Maybe there are 4 or 5 in the country. They're still up there. I think the Syracuse zone, every time they play, whether it's a conference opponent or not, whether Zion's on the team or not, you have to expect that they're going to give a team problems. Last year, Syracuse gave Duke problems in the tournament. So I think this is a Syracuse team that it was shocking they were able to pull that off after the really bad game against Georgia Tech at home right before that. But no, I agree with you. I think it's really impressive that they scored 95 points. I think it's an impressive win. It helps Syracuse get into the tournament potentially. It's not the best win ever. It's just impressive considering what I saw from them this weekend and then how they were able to turn that around.
Good.
But again, I wouldn't overhype it at all. Yeah.
Good. A voice of reason there, because
yes,
the takes I saw on Twitter yesterday, you would think that they had just won the NBA Finals, the World Series, and the Super Bowl all at one time.
Oh, people love the hot takes. People love the hot takes, but they also love to get overhyped about. Again, this is still a team that lost to Georgia Tech. I'm pacing myself here because I don't want to get too excited and then get let down come March.
What was it like for you being in college at Syracuse? You mentioned the pipeline here, but the Syracuse pipeline is everywhere. What was it like covering Syracuse athletics in college?
It's kind of crazy. I remember the first time I saw Pearl Washington from afar and had the chance to interact with him and some other athletes like Jim Brown, and Floyd Little is just around campus all the time. So some of the greatest athletes ever are around you, and you get to talk to them, and it's a really cool experience, just that in itself, but also just to have access to someone like Jim Boeheim, even though it's terrifying to ask him a question in press conferences. I did it once. It ended up going fine, but I never did it again. So, you know, it's really cool. The Carrier Dome, also, just to call a game there, it's a lifelong dream. People work their whole lives to get to do that, and we got to do that as juniors in college. So it's an amazing experience. I didn't really like Syracuse my whole life because of what UVM did to them in the tournament. So it was weird to go there, but for me, it was an incredible experience. I'm really glad that I chose Syracuse because I didn't know much about the program there. I was just a small-town Vermont kid trying to go to college away from home for a little while.
Now, I interviewed Boeheim back at my old station in Albany. I interviewed Boeheim, and he was great. Now, we had him on the phone.
Yeah, he's great.
He was awesome. I never got the impression that Boeheim was so a curmudgeon who was hard to deal with.
Yeah, you just have to be careful. You need to time your questions right. I think he is a little wary of the reporters around the Syracuse area because he has to deal with them all the time. And, you know, when they lose, you got to be careful about what you're going to ask him. So I'm pretty sure I asked him a question like a 40-point win against some, like, Eastern Michigan. So yeah, I definitely timed it right. You got to make sure you're timing it right, and you have to phrase things a certain way. You never know what's going to set him off. But he genuinely is a nice guy. He does a lot for the Syracuse community, so definitely no bad blood with Jim Boeheim.
I think I talked to him in June leading up to the Olympics, so he was in a very, very Olympic spirit.
Time. Yes. So he's thinking about LeBron and all of them. Yeah, no, great time.
So I timed it well. Maura Sheridan joining us here. She's the voice of the UVM women's basketball team and a Vermont native. She's here with us on the Cat's Den on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. So the team you're working with now, Catamount Women, 5-11, 1-3 in America East play. A transition year for them under new head coach, interim head coach, Elisa Kresge, who we've had on this show also. But as I mentioned, I worked in Albany. I know how dominant the UAlbany women's basketball program has been over the last decade. I think six trips to the NCAA tournament, a couple wins, even getting to a Sweet 16, which was played out in Syracuse. And UVM's lone conference win is against Albany. So there are things to point in this season that are pretty, pretty good barometers for this team. What do you see?
I think, as you said, it is a transition year. There's a fair amount of seniors on this team, but a lot of them didn't get a lot of time last year. So even some of the upperclassmen are a little inexperienced. There's also seven freshmen on this team. So a lot of new players. They're getting used to schemes, the college basketball, the physicality of it. And also, to be fair, they had to go to Kansas. They had to go to USF. USF is in the same conference as UConn, and they always finish second in that conference, which everyone's going to finish second to UConn. So they have to play some really tough teams on the road in December. That's kind of why their record is what it is. I think they can compete with anyone in the America East. Maine's supposed to be the top team in the America East. They were tied with them with 3 minutes to go a couple of days ago at home. So I think this is a UVM team that can beat anyone in conference, and that's exactly what you're looking for. Albany, as you said, last year they got dethroned by Maine, but they're a really good team. They're well coached, and UVM was able to hold them, I think it was 39 points at home. So yeah, there's been some sparks of really nice things, especially defensively for the Catamounts. If they can stick to that scheme, just do what they do well, which is post play, then again, they're going to compete in conference this year, and that's what matters. Once you make the conference tournament, anything can happen. Hartford was a 6 seed last year. They made it all the way to the championship. So as long as you can finish in that top seven in conference, you're probably good to go.
You're a South Burlington product who went to Rice in high school, so this is a homecoming for you. Is this a dream job for you? Did you grow up going to UVM athletic events, or did it just kind of play out right where here you are back home?
It played out that way. I got a lot of help from, as you mentioned, Syracuse people that just said, hey, why do you want to take this? Stay at home and, save some money. And it definitely was the perfect situation. But, yeah, it is a dream for me. I grew up on, the Courtney Pelopidas, May Kostopoulos team that was able to pull off an upset in the NCAA tournament on the women's side. I grew up on the TJ Thornton, Taylor Coppenrath, Tom Brennan. I would go to all of those games. I mean, even UVM hockey, I got to do a couple of games for them. And to even be in the same room as Kevin Sneddon was kind of weird because to me, he's like a celebrity. I love those guys, and I went to all their camps. So it's crazy to me that this is happening so fast, especially when you're little. You think Patrick is just the coolest place in the world. And to call it as many games as I'm getting to call there this year, it really is a dream come true, and I think it's a great start for me, and I'm so excited for the future and just that I get this opportunity in general.
Well, it's certainly possible that you would be the voice of the Catamount women's hoop team for multiple years at a time. Have you thought about what it might be like in a couple of years to call a game at a new arena that's not Patrick Gym?
It's so weird to me. I, as a Vermont native, I'm sure for some other people that just have come in for 2 years, but for me, I'm so excited that they're doing that. I think it's going to be great. I think they need to do it. It's a long time coming. Patrick is a great place, but it is pretty old, and I think they need to update it, and I think it's great that it's going to stay on campus. But yeah, I think it would be very weird to me. The first time I walk in, I'll probably be a little bit thrown, even if I'm just there as a fan, that it's not Patrick, that you're not sitting on these bleachers, because we always go way up to the top and sit on the back. So it's going to be weird if that's what happens, or it is happening, actually. But I'm thankful that they're doing this. I think it's really going to help the program, only make the men's and women's programs better. But I think my first game, I would be totally thrown, especially if there's like a Jumbotron in the middle or something. That just feels so off-brand. But I think it'll be great for the program moving forward to make that arena happen.
Every time I talk to a coach that's gotten a new job, I always like hearing the story of how they got to where they are. And usually it involves, hey, this volunteer gig and that, I was a GA here and I made no money here and I slept in the office because I couldn't afford an apartment. Broadcasters have similar stories, and I was looking at yours. Yeah. You have been a lot of places that have gotten you to this point.
Yeah, this is, it's funny because I would talk to a lot of my guy friends, and they would always say, when I was six, I would watch Doc Emmerich, and I knew I wanted to do that. And I never had that experience for a lot of reasons. There's not a lot of women in play-by-play, so I always thought, well, I'll be a sideline reporter. And I did that in college a little bit, and I worked with ACC Network Extra, and I had some great experiences there. But the first time I got to do play-by-play was the end of my junior year, and I did a Syracuse lacrosse game, like a random game in Colgate, and I just loved it. I mean, the fact that you get to talk for 2 hours, it's a lot better to me. I love getting to analyze games too, and so for me, it was at that moment when I realized that's what I want to do. That's pretty late in the game. So I ended up going to the Cape, and I did the Cape League. We won the whole thing. The team I was with, the Brewster Whitecaps, we won the championship. So I ended up calling like 56 baseball games, which was super helpful. I've listened back to them. They're absolutely terrible. But I got so much better in that process. And then, you know, senior year, I got to do football and basketball and lacrosse games for Syracuse, and then that's kind of where I was at the end, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get a play-by-play job just because there's so many people that want them and have done more games than me. So it just worked out perfectly that it happened to be in my hometown, and now I get the opportunity to call a full season of college basketball, and it's so exciting and really fun because basketball is definitely my favorite sport.
And prior to me being here, you actually interned at this station, so I'm sure that played a big role in your development.
I did. I did. I've also listened back to they let me go on air a couple of times, and wow, that's I can't believe they did, because I was 18 and did not have a lot of confidence on the microphone. But yes, I remember that. It was really fun. Had such a great time. We went all over the place that summer.
We do.
Yeah, it was a totally different crowd or totally different people that worked there, but it was really fun when I was there.
We do a lot of traveling for sure, just like you and your career. Maura Sheridan, the voice of the UVM women's basketball team, a Vermont native, South Burlington, and then also went to high school at Rice Memorial. So, Maura, we appreciate the time. We look forward to Catamount women's basketball tomorrow on our sister station. That's AM 620 WVMT. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks so much.